The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, March 30, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla denounced the manipulation by the U.S. government of illegal migration from the island to that country as part of its hostile policy. In its Twitter account, Rodriguez recalled that the U.S. government fails to comply with its legal obligation of granting no less than 20,000 visas annually, according to bilateral agreements. He added that Washington imposes the burden of the brutal economic blockade and pressures regional governments in order to demand transit visas to Cuban migrants and travelers. The Cuban government, he stressed, has clearly warned the U.S. government of its responsibility in stimulating irregular Cuban migration. Cuba reported this Wednesday 814 new positive cases of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, which represents an increase of 193 compared to the previous day and no deaths. The authorized personnel granted 917 medical discharges for those who suffered from COVID-19, and with this, the recovery of nationals reached 98.9% of all those confirmed. Cuba accumulates 1,089,452 diagnosed with the pathogen since March 11, 2020, and the total number of fatalities as a result of the pandemic reached 8,510. Cuban specialists predicted a progressive increase in confirmed cases and hospitalized due to the pandemic, for which government authorities called for extreme sanitary measures and to accelerate the application of booster vaccines. According to Doctor of Medical Sciences and specialist at the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, Daniel Gonzalez, the current decrease in serious and critical cases, as well as the low number of deaths and the better response seen in patients with pneumonia, responds to the high levels of immunity of the population thanks to vaccines. Cuba has a real chance of reaching 4% growth in its gross domestic product this year, said Vice Prime Minister Alejandro Gil, the parliament's website published. During a meeting with the presidents of the municipal assemblies of People's Power, the head of economy and planning pointed out that although the country is recovering from a 13% drop and is still far from activity levels of 2018, it can grow 4%. For this, the efficient implementation of the 158 measures approved as part of the economic and social strategy for 2022 is necessary, he added, and referred to the fact that in the 3 months that have elapsed, a gradual recovery can be seen in aspects such as exports of goods and production of certain agricultural lands. At the meeting, which was headed by Parliament President Esteban Lasso and included the participation of the Cuban head of state Miguel Díaz-Canel and Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, he reiterated the objectives of Plan 2022. The update of the strategy, he said, also contemplates another 102 measures in sectors such as transportation, industry, agriculture, domestic trade, foreign investment, tourism, and public health. And in the international agenda, we have that Minister Rosa Weber of the Supreme Court denied the request of the Attorney General's office to dismiss the investigation against Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro for irregularities in the purchase of the Indian vaccine Covaxin. He insisted that when he is informed of an alleged crime, the head of state has the obligation to activate the control bodies. On June 25, in the Senate Commission, the Ministry of Health official Ricardo Miranda, head of the Import Logistics Department, and his brother, the deputy Luis Miranda, declared that they had warned Bolsonaro in March of that year about suspicions of corruption in the negotiation for the acquisition of Covaxin, an anti-COVID-19 drug. The investigation seeks to clarify whether or not there was an omission by Bolsonaro regarding the alleged anomalies in the process of contracting vaccines and also whether the president in some way would personally benefit from it. For 3 months, the government did not openly communicate anything about the accusations surrounding Covaxin. Meanwhile, the U.S. government is evaluating putting an end to the asylum restrictions implemented under the pretext of preventing the spread of COVID-19, while anticipating the increase in the arrival of immigrants at the southern border of the United States. The arrival of undocumented immigrants at the border between Mexico and the United States could reach 18,000 per day and break the record levels reached last year, estimated an official from the Department of Homeland Security. Currently, some 7,000 people try to enter the northern country daily, and in 2021, border agents arrested 2 million migrants, the Department of Homeland Security said in statements to the local press. The government agency is preparing for the possible migratory avalanche in the event that the White House decides to deactivate the so-called Title 42, through which they reject the entry of most asylum seekers with the argument of preventing the spread of COVID-19. According to that order, put into effect during the term of Republican Donald Trump and maintained by President Joe Biden, border agents can expel migrants to Mexico in a matter of hours or send them quickly to other countries without the opportunity to seek asylum in the United States. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.